Hi there. My name is Aliza Punzelin Randall, and I am the Chief Development Officer at the St. Pete Free Clinic. I have enjoyed helping people since I can remember. So probably since the age of 6 or 7, when I walked in my first walkathon in my hometown in Tennessee. I wasn't quite sure of what everybody was walking for and why everybody was sweating in the heat. But I got a sense when the person came onto the megaphone and started explaining why we're walking 3 miles for this organization and the money that you raise will go towards the research to help end cancer. And so since that point, I have found myself always wanting to be that servant leader, whether that's as a volunteer. So being on the front lines or serving on a board or actually working in the nonprofit sector. And that is something I have chosen to do for my life's career. And I did that straight out of college X number of years ago. I'm a music major, but found my way from a symphony orchestra to where I am now at the St. Pete Free Clinic. And so I do what I do because I believe in being a part of something bigger than myself. I believe that my community is only going to be as good as I put into it, the good that I put into it. I want to tell my girls, I have a 5-year-old and a 10-year-old, that you can't stay home on the sidelines and wish or whine and complain or yearn for something better in your community if you're not a part of it, if you're not voting, if you are not asking questions, if you're not challenging. And they have been with me to enough community meetings to understand that mommy really tries to walk her talk and talk her walk. So St. Pete Free Clinic is a pretty amazing place. And it's really hard not to get behind our mission, which when I talk about it to other people, they get it because how can you not support a place where with compassion and respect, we try to change lives by providing health care, nutritious food, recovery housing, and education for our neighbors in need. And so health is a catalyst for equity. We say that around here in that we believe in everybody deserves access to food, healthcare, housing. And so we have been doing that since 1970. And we have several programs that that can show somebody what we do and how we can help our neighbors in need. We run the largest food bank in Pinellas County. We work with up to 60 community partners who operate their own food pantries in conjunction with our own food pantry, WeHelp. We offer free health care to adults who have no insurance, and we offer recovery housing for women and men who are needing a respite. And a place to get back on their feet so they can get into a permanent home. So we run on volunteers, donors, supporters, partners, funders, friends, family members. They make this place go. And without them, the St. Pete Free Clinic would not exist. And so I feel very honored to be a part of a place that is having such an impact, especially in these hard times. That were only made tougher by the pandemic. But coming out of that pandemic, those hard times haven't changed for thousands of people, thousands of our neighbors across Pinellas County. And so I am very humbled by what we do, by my colleagues who are on the front lines, by our volunteers who are assisting, and the community who embrace us and support us to help us continue our work.